Hello everybody, I'm Javier. I'm going to introduce my partners. In that case is Jesús, Mila and Paco. We are talking about health habits and eating habits in relationship with the plenty health of our body. And brain.
Okay, first of all, I think this topic, sport and healthy habits, is a very, very important topic for our lives. I mean, for the lives of everybody, because the health is the only thing that is only ours, for us, ours. You know,
yes.
That if you don't take care of yourself, nobody gonna do it. What do you think about it?
Yeah, the most important thing is to take your body in activity.
Yes.
In activity, yeah. Yes. Because if you go every day to do exercise, for example, you stretch your muscle. Walking and breath in very good way. Also, and eating something too. Eating food. Healthy food.
Yes.
Yeah, well, nowadays, with how so many food we can get about everything, and with so much sugar, as we are talking at classroom, if you don't do some kind of exercise, you can fat, and I think we it's useful, and I think the society is concerned about this kind of healthy habits, because so many people is practicing sports. I think even so much all kind of sports in gym and running and cycling and everything. I mean,
the thing is move your body or do it something.
Yeah.
And what do you think? You think it's more important have a healthy diet or practice more sport? What do you think is more important? Have a diet or practice sport?
In my opinion, we need a balance between both of them. If we do exercises but we have bad habits about eating, we have a problem. We are in a several trouble. In my opinion, we need a good balance, because if it is the way to last longer and to live until the 100 years, no, if possible. I personally try to do a sport, but I usually give more attention to the eating habits, because it's every day. Sports we only do 2 or 3 times a week.
I think it's more important eating habits, because if you realize the elderly people who get now 100 years old, I mean, they didn't used to go running or something like that. Just eat healthy. No, I think healthier than now, because, I mean, there was no junk food and so many things like that. And the exercise they used to do, it was because of the work. But it's not marathons, like we or Beovia yesterday, Beovia San Sebastian. We are running, we are doing so much exercise, like professional sporters.
This is a very good point, because when things clearly, the practice sport takes time.
Yes.
And the healthy habits, it's a thing that you can do it every day in your home.
Oh, yeah.
If you are if you think about it and you propose you to do yourself, it's a thing that you can do it.
For me, it's very important to not be fat for my age, for example.
If you are
fat, you have a cholesterol, a high level pressure, another illness that is difficult to live, to have a good life,
You cannot see old people fat. I say to my father always that.
Yes.
If you see old people from 80 or 90 or even 100 years old, they are slim all the time, all
in perfect physical form.
So
yeah, and also to be a lift the brain if you do a sport or you eat in very good way, you probably have to brain in very good situation. It's very important, the brain too, for me.
Yeah, because it's true that the have a healthy diet and practice sport and a healthy style of life also affect to your brain. I mean, all the every depressions and mental problems, everything, is that people that don't have a healthy diet, don't practice many sports, he stayed at home alone, or they eat many fast food. Not every case, but it could be a thing to think about it. Mm. You know what I said?
It's important to get a good brain and good mental health. Mm. I think there are some therapies or some activities that can help, like yoga or meditation, that develops the brain status, and you can last longer with your mental capacity is full.
Thank you very much for listening to us. We thought that you really like this topic and this conversation, and we hope that could help you in your life.
And we are running out of time, so see you next time.
Thank you much.